one syndicated Christian hip-hop show in the world.
You know what we do up in here, man. Worldwide station. International station, man. You know how they do.
You're number one for hip-hop and R&B. The Hype Radio Network. We're heard all over the world. Broadcasting from Music City, USA. Nashville, Tennessee.
Represent.
And heard right here on your favorite radio station. And now, your host, C-Dub.
Say what?
Radio, it's your boy Chris Chicago, the number one syndicated Christian hip-hop show in the world. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Little Prophet and find out what he's got going on this week in a very cool event in the Tampa area in Florida. Little Prophet, in just a few minutes. This is Still True Christians. It's called No Sex, the Hype's where hip-hop lives.
This chick named Amber. She say she like my swag and she love my country grandma. So we exchange digits and we talk her now and then. Told her I was a man of God, you dig, and I ain't down with sin. She said, you know, that's cool, my family, they would love to meet you. Mom's a teacher, dad's a preacher, and you will be an amazing feature. I say that's cool, la mama, I see you got potential. God made you perfect, see, he must have made you with a stencil. I keep it real, la mama, I ain't heard her play no games. Lot of chickens couldn't handle my swag, but I ain't gon' say no names. See, yeah, I must delay. She said to resist this AJ, boy, you must be gay. That's when I told her I don't want your body, I don't need your body. Long as I got Christ, I don't need nobody. She said, tell the truth. I said, voila. Ambo went poof like voila. Voila, bye-bye, voila.
We can hit the mall and go shopping while we in it, in it. You be looking good, baby girl, I must admit it, but I don't need no
sex.
Because you're worth more than please don't get me wrong, the mama, you're so fly. But I listen to my daddy, and that's the reason why that I don't need no
sex.
Because I'm worth more than
good girl, I like your swag, your perfect smile, classy style. I can take you where you want, mama, we can sit out. Yeah, no need to creep, let's vacate these sheets. In the past, I fell in lust, but now, girl, I'm a Jesus freak. Listen, let's get from under this cover. Ain't looking for sex, don't even pack no rubbers. This the real deal, so girl, look no further. No need for latex, the best sex is no sex.
I must admit, when I was in the world, I took a part of me. I won't meet a girl within a couple weeks. I would do my thing and think, who's me? My mama said that when I meet a girl, what it was I was really gonna do with her. And for the pleasure and for the sex, and she the last thing that I care for. But that's in the past, no turning back. I'm on the path Christ got me on. I ain't had sex in about 3 years, and I ain't scared to put it on the tone. And I'm giving all praise to the Holy Father, cause I couldn't maintain from it on my own. And I have no excuse to have sex again until I find a bride to make me her groom. Her groom, her groom.
We can hit the mall and go shopping while we in it, in it. You be looking good, baby girl, I must admit it, but I don't need no
say.
Because you're worth more than please don't get me wrong, look mama, you're so fly. But I listen to my daddy, and that's the reason why that I don't need no
say.
Because I'm worth more than
different breed. That be no sex or kissing me. I ain't tryna start the engine. No, I got the ignition key. I know you heard before, girl, I just wanna
chill.
But in your mind, you know just what they want.
Chill.
you.
It is crazy because I know just how I used to be. In my past, you don't know what them jeans would do to me.
But serving Jesus, he done gave me the power to tell her.
When she asked to get in the shower,
I told her,
no, no.
It's getting too late, so girl, I gotta
go, go.
She says, stay, baby, we'll keep it on the
low, low.
I told her I ain't faking, then I hit the
low, low.
For show,
show.
I ain't gon' tempt myself, so now, girl, I can't stay tonight. I can see you ain't my type. You thought them jeans would change my mind. I'm serving Jesus and my Father knows best. If we ain't married, then we ain't having no sex.
Hi, Pretty Network. It's your boy, Chris Chicago. And on the phone, I got my dude calling all the way from Florida, Mr. Little Prophet. What up, homie?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Mr. Hulk Hogan on him. Hulk Hogan on him. Now, did you grow up watching wrestling? Where in the world did you get the idea to do the song Hulk Hogan on him?
It actually came from Petty. My mentor, Petty D, he got the inspiration from, I don't know, that he pitched it my way, and, you know, we just thought of a fun song for the youth, and then we came up with a little dance or whatever, and, you know, and it went on from there. But, you know, Petty D actually was the one that came up with it.
So Mr. P-Zilla must be a wrestling fan.
I guess so.
is part two gonna be I'm gonna Ultimate Warrior on him? I'm gonna Ultimate Warrior on him. That doesn't really work, does it?
No, we got some other stuff in store. You know, I like to be creative and different in my music. But we got some tricks up our sleeve. So the next album is gonna be very different. So, you know, we got some stuff cooked up.
All right, bro. Well, hey, here's the deal. I only got a few minutes with you. I wanted to first ask you about how the single's going. The latest single, I Go Hard. Tell me about that song.
It's going pretty good. We're getting a lot of good reviews from it. I thank God for Petty and Modified from Grits. They really helped me out with the song and the beat and the production. And a lot of the inspiration came from those guys. Really a great mentoring process in that song. You know, sat down and met with Modified, and, you know, it's been going really good. We're working on the next one, promoting it. A lot of times, we put singles out or a song out. You like to hear the fans' reviews, and it's been going pretty good. We're finna get ready to do a video for it. It's actually a Hulk Hogan / I Go Hard video. I'm still waiting to put that out too. So it's been really good, man.
Here's the deal, man. Let me ask you a question. If you've ever listened to Hype Radio, you know we're not your typical Christian hip-hop show. We're real, man. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to get a little controversial. And I want to ask you straight up, how was it working with Bonafide from Grits? Because I've heard that Bonafide and Coffee could sometimes be hard to work with. They could be arrogant. They could kind of be prima donnas. And I've heard a lot of negative stuff about Grits. Tell me firsthand, dude. Be real with me. What was it like working with Bonafide?
It was awesome. Contrary or beside what anybody else has ever seen or worked with, me personally, I know I'm beginning to understand them and their family off the business side of it. Because a lot of times, we artists and ministers, we get wrapped up in the business and we really don't understand the personal lives of these men of God. I've never received anything negative from from Bonafide himself. I haven't really talked to Coffee, Chris. I haven't really sat down with him yet, but Bonafide, he was really straightforward, really down to earth. He wasn't, caught up in himself. He shared a lot with me about the business, about ministry. He talked to me one-on-one, and he's also talked to me and my family, and, never charged me anything, never charged me a penny, contrary to what he's done with anybody else. I don't know. I mean, maybe God put it on his heart to bless me with something. I don't know, but I always try to look past, you know, can I get a feature, can I get a verse, and try to build relationships with these ministers, and that's how you build a unity. Because if I just look to you for a verse, man, you're going to, you know, next time you're just going to throw me to the side, and we really have a relationship, you know. So I build a relationship with him, and, you know, he's a really good guy. He's a really awesome minister in the gospel, and you know, look forward to doing some more work with him in the future.
I like that. Now tell me about what's going on this weekend. Missions Conference and Unity Youth Concert. It's going down in Florida. Where out in Florida is this going down at?
It's about 30 minutes west of Tampa. It's a small city that we're trying to impact the Christian hip-hop, infuse it into this area. This area has a lot of down, pressed, you know, don't want to do anything, don't want to get out and make anything with their lives. And so we like to come out to the community and let them know that there's positive stuff going on to, you know, uplift and encourage the youth in this area. We're having Ross Servant come out and be the headliner, and Jason Hollis coming down from Tennessee to speak to us about unity. And that's what it's about in Christian hip-hop. That is one of the, you know, he's talking about being real. You know, the biggest thing that I feel that I've learned in my years in Christian hip-hop, that we lack in unity. You know, there's no unity whatsoever. We're all so focused on the doctrine and what each artist believes. And, you know, if we don't believe what this artist believes, then, you know, we can't do ministry together. And, you know, that's not what God has called us to do. God has called us to be unified and under him in this body of Christ, and go, Matthew 28, and go out and spread the gospel to all the nations. And, you know, if we, you know, don't like each other, and your honorarium is bigger than mine, and I don't believe in, you know, the prosperity message, and you believe in salvation, and we can't infuse those two, then we can't do ministry together. And I just really, you know, it irks my nerves to the point where, you know, I'll do songs after songs and conferences after conferences about it until, you know, God is saying, all right, prophet, that's enough of that. Go on to the next level. But I feel that that's what God has put on my heart for right now, is this unity thing. So that's what we're going to do this weekend.
It's interesting that you talk about the whole unity thing, because not only are we seeing the unity not really happening a lot in Christian hip-hop as far as artists go, but we're starting to see a lot of that kind of happen as far as Christian hip-hop and radio is concerned. So I want to talk to you about that coming up in a few minutes, but first I want to play your new song. It's the single right now, getting a lot of requests for this one, Bonafide, P-Zilla, Pettity. It's Little Prophet, I Go Hard, The Hype, it's where hip-hop lives.
Was slanging the cane. Dudes is pulling the jaws, those that wanna be hard. Your life is worthless, dog. Without Christ, you know that you lost. His life came with a cost, that our sins will be bought. We ballin' for the Lord, so you know we gotta go hard. Like gangsters in a mob, our enemies are getting drunk. We don't play when they come, may these souls also tighten up. Because they watching us, seeing our every move. Do the right thing, or your ministry will be finished, dude. We don't play by the rules, cause we can do it too. Clean this land up like a vacuum up in a swimming pool.
You talking to me? 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 You talking to me?
Come down, come through. Go hard, stay true. Won't bend, won't break. I keep it 100 for truly, never be faking. I'm never ashamed of the gospel, always quoting the word. Haters hate when I prosper, I fly and float like a bird. Speak and say what I wanna, Jesus created me bold. My profession is head busting and making the road. Pieces blow torch hot, rhyme side pole cold. Faith is Superman, bulletproof and sumo swole. If I stay elite this earth, I'm gon' keep repping the law. If God take me back, my last words is I go hard. Hey.
You talking to me? 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 You talking to me?
Respect the switch and slap a pitch. Out the park, come out the dark. Bonafide, the heart aside. Man enough to kill my pride. Meek enough, but never weak. Speak that truth and leave it be. You missed it, listen closer, homes. Going hard, about lost my soul. About lost my wife, about lost my kids. About lost my life with the things I did. Shame I did what men'll do. Flirt with sin a time or two. A time or two, a dime I blew. In time to pound some quarters grew. Depression, stress, and felt alone. Yes, I drifted far from home. Up the creek and sinking deep. Looking for that safety net. Found myself on Pleasure Island. Surfing through that internet. Boy got caught up in the net. Sharks around me smelling death. Escaped alive with all my limbs. Still I'm drowning trying to swim. Still I'm clowning, teasing them. Jezebel came jumping in. Trying to save me, feeding them. Blood in the water so the light was dim. Fall to the surface, no oxygen. Made it to land, it's on again. Life in the hands of God within. Now I'm writing in the sand about where I've been. Me, petty deal, little prophet, man. Never come weak, unafraid of pain. Got a price on our heads for the name we claim. Cause that's how we came and it still remains hard.
Chicago, the new one from Little Prophet, Bonafide, P-Zilla, Pettity. It's called I Go Hard. It's your boy Chris Chicago on the phone. Little Prophet, we're talking about unity. You're talking about the lack of unity when it comes to Christian hip-hop artists. And I'm seeing a lack of unity when it comes to Christian radio now. Dude, I've been in this game for a long time. I've been doing this for over a decade. And back when I started doing the Hype Radio Network, back when we started syndicating this program, there was no other radio shows out there. Now you look online, you look at sites like thesouth.com, holyculture.net. We saw a lot of cats coming up trying to be Christian hip-hop radio DJs, trying to do the whole Christian hip-hop show. And at first, it kind of irks me because I'm like, man, this is my thing, you know? But then I started reaching out, and, you know, it's all about that unity. I want to see everybody kind of coming together. And the more we come together, the more people we can reach with the message of Jesus Christ, the more people we can reach with that music. But I'm just not seeing a whole lot of unity. I'm seeing a whole lot of competition, and I'm seeing a whole lot of people just trying to do their own thing when it comes to the Christian radio thing. And you know what? Hype Radio is blessed, bro. Well, we're on 200 plus stations all across North America, Canada, right there in your neck of the woods, Tampa Bay, Florida. And God is really blessing us, but I want to see us doing more. And all these radio shows on the internet, you know, man, if we could come together and do something even bigger, I think that we could be reaching a whole lot more people. What do you think about that?
Yes, sir. That's what it's about, man. And it'll also give a lot of these other artists that aren't able to sign these, you know, God bless the artists that do sign them, but the artists that can't sign the mega distribution and record deal, that give a lot of other artists that, you know, quote unquote, are underground, that have the anointing on their music and have, you know, great talent to, you know, put their music out there. And, you know, it's true, man, because, you know, if you ain't signed to that, and if you ain't got $5 million pushing you promotions, then you can't get on certain sites, you can't do this, you can't do that. And, you know, we understand that you have to pay for certain things, but, you know, there's a limit that, you know, should be drawn on certain things. And if you don't know this certain person, and you don't know them, you know, then you can't do certain things. And that, and you know, it's beginning to look like secular hip-hop, because that's how it's done. Back in the day, they used to do payola on radio programs where you can pay to get your music on there, and if you know this DJ, you can do that. And from where Christian hip-hop used to be, I remember I went to the Texas Holy Hip-Hop Awards, and all these, you know, rappers, when Christian hip-hop first started, and they were showing us, Trey Nine was showing us all the unity that was going on, how they came together. If it was like that today, you know, it would be so much bigger. We would be able to impact, you know, the enemy's kingdom far greater than we can now. So, you know, me personally, I'm just believing and trusting in God and doing what He has called me to do. And despite what anyone may think or say, you know, this is what we're gonna do. And I'm gonna try to be unified with every person that comes my way. Any artist that knows me knows that I'll get down and unify and minister with them. So, you know, you just got to discern certain artists. So,
well, bro, I'll tell you what, the Hype Radio Network got you back. We're going to partner with you. We're always going to play your music, and we look forward to seeing you in Nashville, Tennessee, April 19th for the Hype Radio Fest. Are you excited for the show, bro? It's going to be big stuff, dude.
Yeah, it's going down, man. It's going down. I saw the lineup and I was like, whoa, man, it's an honor to perform with so many great ministers, man.
Hey, real quick, give me your website.
It's going to be www.realwordrecords.com. You can go on there and find the Twitter, the Facebook, and the MySpace, and find some of the affiliated artists that will be coming out soon. We're in the stages of doing a mixtape to give everybody, you know, just a silver platter of what we will be offering, you know, not just me, but other artists, not just rap, rock, gospel, R&B, you know, everything. We're just going to put it out there and, you know, let the fans of mine also see what we have to offer. So it's realwordrecords.com.
All right, realwordrecords.com. Little Prophet going to be doing the Minister's Mission Conference and Unity Youth Concert this weekend in the Tampa area, Florida. More details, you could call us up. The Hype Line is 762-233-HYPE. Little Prophet, thank you so much for calling your boy and getting on the show, dude.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate it. It's been an honor.
Hey, real quick, do this for me. Go jamthehype.com. Yo, jamthehype.com. Give it to me, bro.
Jamthehype.com. Go jamthehype.com.
Oh, yeah. I live.
One bout, no doubt, word of God out my mouth. My God, much clout, he's good, I must shout. Must praise, must raise my hands, yes, man. Him fail, no chance, or rock, not sin. No plan from the enemy, no advance. No clan, no crew, no fam, no stand. We'll come in between.
puppet master. I'll be the church, let you be the pastor. And what I want, man, you know I'ma ask you. Throw a blessing like a pitcher, man, I'll be the catcher. We keep it popping like a firecracker. Used to be a thug, but you changed the stature. Just steak and shrimp from cheese and crackers. Life changed every time I read a chapter. Hey, yeah.
You got me on lockdown and I don't wanna pay the bill. Make me feel so good inside, make me wanna yell. Kinda private by mine and you got me wanna tell. Am I trusting you? Cause I know you will never fail. Yeah.
Soon as I get my money, I give you money first. To show how much I love you, how much you really worth. You are the living water, make me obey my thirst. Shawty has been converted and given a new birth.
A pill that I take when my soul is in agony. Just that there touch is enough for my therapy. Like soothing music, a beautiful melody. So sweet, sweet, you're my heartbeat beat. Everybody shh, shh, wanna hear you speak, speak. Oh,
you have all my attention, no matter when or where. Because I know you're jealous, they will all know you're there. Won't be ashamed to tell them.
Rolling with anybody else. Silk suit, brim hats, and our money belt. Whenever I need help, you protect me like a seatbelt. Used to shop wholesale, now I get it retail. Doing it big, gotta catch me on the email. Send me my wife, I don't need another female. Plus, you're the reason I never see hell. Built me to win, so you never let me fail.
My life has changed, been rearranged. I'm not the same, but you can still see me riding on that 6-5 drop top. I'm shining real Joey.
Riding mean, but living clean.